Oh, hello. Nice of you to drop by. Sorry, all out of coffee, but we got a hell of a podcast. Series 2, Episode 2 with Nels Mahoney and Tracy Lee. Let's do it. Are you over 60? If not, well, one day you will be. What will you listen to? Not much by the sounds of it. We scanned around the dial to see what was out there. Have you ever taken a leap into the unknown? It's amazing what you can learn about yourself. But first, theatre of the mind. We were having a discussion about that a few weeks ago with Brady C from Hot 98.3 in Nails?
What? Brady?
Brady.
Savannah, Georgia.
Oh, I always forget that one.
And Jesse Reynolds from Ottawa.
Yeah, you remember that one, didn't you?
I sure did. He from Jesse and Jenna from the Jesse and Jenna Messy podcast. Okay, Brady. Theatre of the mind.
Radio used to be theatre of the mind. Now, I mean, in today's day and age, it's just talking. But back in the day, it was theatre of the mind. You would create bits and you would do all this other stuff. Well, if you can't do it on air anymore, go do it in real life. Make a video out of it. And you wonder why podcasts are so popular. You wonder why all these, you know, YouTubers are so popular. It's because they're bringing the visualization of what radio used to be and they're bringing it into the social media realm. You can look at anybody who is famous on the internet, and they all have that it. They're like, oh, that's it. They're not coming to radio. They don't want it here because they're under so many rules. If radio would realize, like, okay, maybe we need to let the creativity flow and step back a minute, there would be so many great people back in radio, and that's the important part.
Jesse, what do you think of that?
I would disagree that it doesn't exist anymore because, you know, with TV or video, like you said, you can show people, but when you're driving in your car, you can't or you shouldn't be watching a video. So then all you have is the radio. And that was one of the parts I loved about it, was being able to put those bits together and the sound effects and the laughs and to create that world. It was so cool.
See, that's what I find interesting when you're talking to different people, right? Because we've always heard, you and I grew up with theatre of the mind. It's all theatre of the mind. And it's open for debate. I still think theatre of the mind, I agree with Jesse, theatre of the mind still exists, right? When you're on the radio. Because
you're creating pictures.
Exactly. And as he said, if you're in your car, you probably shouldn't be watching YouTube. So you've got to put this image into a person's head just by using words. They create the visuals. So it still does exist. So when you're on the air, you're putting, as you say, the picture in the heads. That's what we do.
And as a presenter, you have more of a job to paint the pictures more than a TV
big
presenter
time.
Because
big time.
When you're watching the screen, you've got the pictures all there, and they don't have to do as big a job as the radio presenter does.
No, as I said, I still think theatre of the mind does exist, and I take Brady's point as well, though, because you learn from everybody, right? And Brady also has a really valid point.
Radio has gotten so corporate. It'd be helpful for radio people to use social media to do ideas like that. Make a video. Like, don't make a video of you know, showing them how to stir the pot of water when trying to boil noodles or something, but make a video that's different and funny and then run with it, and then people will go ahead and see it.
So. We've got all these great tools we can be creative with now. Why not just be creative with them and use them? Use them well.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And prep what you're doing on video. Prep all your social media stuff like you did, and it pays off. You're seeing that now, right?
Well, yeah, and then that's another thing, too, and I forgot to mention, is if you're going to do stuff like that, just like show prep on a radio show, it takes me 3 days to make a video. You know, you get the idea, you sit down, you write it all out in a script, and then you go look for the stuff that you need, and then you go do a day of shooting, and then the next day of editing, and then it's done. And so it takes a minute to make a video that's even worthy enough. I can go make a quick video right now and get it done in 30 minutes, but it's not going to be any good. You know, if you want to make something that's going to be, you know, have people, you know, stop scrolling on their newsfeed, you know, kind of like everyone rubbernecks while driving. If there's an accident, they look over and they stop, they go down 35. Well, if you want people to stop scrolling so fast on their newsfeed and stop and pay attention to you for a second, make something that's worth something, you know? And so, I mean, get that camera, get that microphone you've always wanted, and just go out and have some fun with it. I've done a lot of, so if you use show prep for any of your, like the one of the website, like Dr. Dave's or Complete Sheet, or I don't know what you guys use over there for show prep, but there's always stories in there, weird news stories about this person, you know, did this into a Walmart or whatever. You can make a short, funny video about it. You know, and then they have all kinds of statistics where it's like 25% of people would divorce their significant other if they won the lottery. You can make a funny short about that.
If you've got 10 great ideas for show prep that you want to do and great content, these things are going to be great, but you realise you can only use two of them. Instead of just wasting those and throwing them in the bin, those other ideas, take those other eight or whatever amount of ideas you have and pick the best one, the real killer one, right? You're not able to do it on air. You just can't do it on the radio. So make a video out of it.
I really loved the video that we've seen earlier on in Capital.
Oh, Capital in Wales.
Yes. Mm. Fantastic use of using video with radio.
What happened was they had a £10,000 giveaway, Capital Radio in Wales. And the presenter's on. He's on air. He's also on camera. He's going, okay, we're going to phone our winner now. Phone rings. And we see on the screen the winner on like live video, Messenger or Skype, whatever they're using. And then the camera cuts to the studio and a back shot of the presenter. So you can see him. And in the distance on the far wall, they've projected on the image of the winner. So do you know when you're doing, remember cash calls and all this? Oh, you've just won this amount of money. Now we're seeing the winner. So it's radio and TV in one.
I might be about to make your day.
Okay.
I'm calling you back now. Last thing I do on a Friday afternoon, calling you back.
Yeah.
To let you know.
I haven't been picked, have I?
That you've just won £10,000!
Oh, my God! Well, my son will be listening, and I can pay for his holidays that he can't afford.
Oh, is that right?
Do I have to say, Capital, give me the cash?
Do you know what? You didn't get to say it before, did you?
I didn't.
Go on, scream it at me.
Capital, give me the cash!
You've got £10,000. Have a great weekend.
That was a really good, I've never seen that done before.
I was blown away by that because it was so effective. And it's a really good way of using video with radio.
And they weren't making a song and dance out of it. It was just kind of, yeah, this just happened. This is what we do.
You agree as well, radio is becoming more visual.
Well, yeah, I mean, they do. Again, as Jesse said, you shouldn't be driving and watching YouTube. So there'll always be that. There'll always be the pure audio part of it. But as any decent programmer now knows, you have to expand out of that and also include the visuals. You have to. You have no choice anymore because everybody else is. The competition will eat you alive if you don't. So you can either be the Luddite and go, oh, I don't know about this, it'll never cop on. Or you can go with the actual trends right now. Wasn't it Blockbuster Video who, when Netflix was starting off, had the opportunity to invest in Netflix? And Blockbuster Video said, well, we don't know if this streaming thing will take off or not. Who's still in business? Who's out of business? So you really have to see the trends and roll with them and add to them, which is what I think Brady was doing. I know I'm going off on a rant here.
Well, you, Nels Mahoney, are so into the social media element. He spends ages every day just looking through the way that radio presenters make their social media videos. So you are watching different types and the way you see the bad ones,
well,
and the really good ones.
I'll give you a good and a bad. Brady is somebody I really look up to because he's young and fresh and he's got great ideas. And he takes a day to plan it, to shoot it, to mic it up properly and edit it well. And he says it, within 24 hours it's up, but it says minimum 24 hours. And that's being professional, right? That's looking after you, your image, the whole thing. That's respecting your listener. That's talking up to them.
So the example of some bad ones is putting your phone up in the studio in front of you
and
just recording it, even if you're going to the toilet or making cups of coffee. Now, think about it. I mean, think of it as it's an actual presentation as well.
Well, I saw
like
one.
Like you're being on TV.
It's a national radio station. Won't say what country because it'll give it away. But there was a national radio station, doubleheader afternoon show, and they were on an outside broadcast. They were giving away prizes, I think. I don't even know. Do you know why I don't know? It's because I couldn't hear them. I really couldn't hear them. They weren't mic'd up properly. They were shooting on a camera phone. They'd no decent lighting, so one person was in the dark.
And the guests couldn't be heard at all.
Couldn't hear a thing. And this was national radio with a budget, and you get somebody who can take their phone, have an editing app on their phone and do it properly within 24 hours and mic to, like a clip-on mic's going to cost you €60, €60, €60, you know. And I know if you don't have that much it's a lot of money, but if you have it, it's £60 and it's a great investment. And yeah, it's all part of the whole, what are you going to do? You're going to sit there and just kind of go whatever, or are you going to actually try and develop? You're meant to be creative. I'm guessing if you're
Isn't
in radio,
it up
you're
to
creative.
The actual radio station themselves to gather everybody around and say to them, listen, if you're making it, like train them to make social yes. media videos because it is their brand.
I've worked
and
in a radio station,
that's,
though.
That's going out with the logo or yeah. the name of the presenters. It's them at the end of the day. So I think they need to knock that on the head and do a bit of training with social media because it's getting, it's escalating so much now.
Completely agree. I've worked in radio stations, one in particular, where they hired a social media person who left after about 3 months because they said, I can't work with these people. Because the social media person would sit in the meetings with the management and say, I've got this idea, that idea, this idea. And they go, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. And then they say, well, you know what? Why don't we just put the camera, the phone on the presenter? We can do a Facebook Live for 20 minutes. And it's like, okay. And that kept going and going. Ah, we'll just do Facebook Live. Now, Facebook Live is great, but it's absolute crap if you use it wrong. As you say, if you have the camera pointing or standing the wrong way and you're not mic'd up and it's just you looking at, you know, the playout system or something, that's not Facebook Live.
Exactly,
that's
you're
the
not even
webcam.
Looking at the camera.
That's the mid-90s webcam is what that is. That's got, I mean, that's ancient history now. You might as well take a photograph with a pinhole camera. It's ancient technology and it's ancient ways of using the medium.
So you doing your radio show now, how can you improve on your social media videos and collaborate your radio show with your social media?
Well, another guy that I like a lot, you know, my friend Dara Quilty from 98FM in Dublin. Dara, I think, is great at social media because he takes the piss out of social media. And he does it quite well. He did one the other day and he's wearing a hat. And he just goes, hey guys, do you like my hat? Swipe up to get all the details. You know that swipe
yes.
up thing?
But I've seen a few Daras that
yeah.
are really good.
But
yeah.
you swipe up and there's
yeah.
nothing there because he's not bothered. It's
what
just kinda...
I like about Dara and what I've seen of his videos, he really is creative. He's got such a creative mind. So if you've got that creative mind, then really use it well. Use that on your videos.
And also what that does is it talks up to your listener because if you get the gag, you go, hey, nice one. You're taking the pee out of everybody that goes, swipe up. Because no one swipes up because I'm not.
Another friend of ours who's really good at making videos as well is Coulter in Canada.
Coulter Bouchard in Canada and Q107 in Canada. Yeah, really, really, really inventive. You know what I like about Coulter? He runs with the same gag a lot of the time. He has a different build-up and the end of the gag is the same all the time. So it's the same joke, just a different build-up, and I think that's hilarious because it's kind of, he'll do like three ways to be a such and such and he'll do his lead-up and then the end of it is him sitting on a park bench just drinking out of a brown paper bag because he's depressed. And there'll be five ways to be happy. And he'll go from five, number one. And then you get to number three and he's sitting on the bench again having drinking out of a brown paper bag because he's depressed. And it's the same joke all the time, but it's great. It's so easy and so simple.
I would
simple.
Love to see more creative videos, social media videos from radio presenters.
But what they do is if I like that video, I'll go, oh, who's this dude? That's funny. And then I find out, oh, he's got a radio show. Oh, okay, yeah maybe I'll listen to his radio show.
Exactly.
And that's what you're doing.
Yeah.
You're recycling and you're
so they're working hand in hand.
Completely.
Cross-promoting each
other. Isn't that the whole idea? I mean, social media is just marketing now. So that's the whole idea. But you can have, bloody hell, have fun with it. That's why you get into show business. And it is the entertainment industry. That's why we got into it, isn't it? I mean, there's some days we're doing this stuff and we just don't have fun. We kind of go, you know what? Close the computers. It's not worth it. We'll go for a walk. And we just, because if it's not fun, you're not going to do it properly. And then we'll come back an hour or 2 hours later and go, actually, yeah, I got it back now. Because we'll have gone out and had an idea of kind of storming session. When you go, you know, when you go out walking, that's what happens, right? You start thinking of ideas. But if it's not fun and you're not having fun, then there's something going on there. So make sure what you're doing you enjoy and you love and you get a laugh out of it. Because if your station doesn't impose sanctions on what you do social media-wise, and a lot of them don't even know you're doing it, then you have freedom to do what you want to do.
I would say, there was one day I was coaching and we did a video on it, but I came off a call and I just had to make a video. It was one of the best videos I've made in a long time. And it was because I was pumped up, I was ready to go, I was ready with my emotions to make a video and I knew I was going to make a good video. So if you feel that need, if you feel I can make a video now, just go ahead and do it. Just go ahead. You can delete it if it's not any good, but you go and make it and you never know. You never know. It could be the best one you ever made.
And that's very important. You can delete it. It doesn't matter. Nobody's saying you have to put this thing out. just delete it if you don't like it. It's all right. You know, we've all done that. We've made loads of stuff that has never seen the light of day. Just because, not that it's crap around there, just didn't feel it there. We weren't fully happy with it. So yeah, for me, social media, I'll take Brady's point. If you can't do it on air, try and make a video out of it, but make a really good one. Don't make a crap one with bad lighting and bad sound. And I'll also take Jesse's point of view as well, that audio is still hugely important. So yeah, concentrating on that, that's your bread and butter. But don't forget, video will lead in. As our friend Philippe Chapeau from the European radio show in Paris said, video leads to audio.
We saw how it's changed in 2 years of time.
Yeah.
We had one exhibitors with video cameras, and now it's almost 7 or 10. Between 7 and 10 exhibitors that have video cameras, and they're doing radio. But the difference is, like, it's radio people. Because those guys that are doing those softwares understood that with TV, the sound is following video. In radio, it's the opposite.
So it's visuals with the radio brain.
Exactly. Yeah. And on the process, when you're manufacturing a software, it's totally different. Because the video is following the audio. It's a whole new idea for the softwares. And all the TV guys are not taking care of the audio the right way. That's why it's radio people, radio technicians, that are making great software
video
for radio people. Video follows audio, but for TV people, it's audio that follows video.
Yeah, we're better, obviously.
Anyway, you know, voice is better than
image. Of course. It's been a real joy to be here at the Europe Radio Show in Paris. Philippe Chapeau, merci beaucoup.
Well, thank you very much, because it's thanks to you also that we're making a show more European.
Remember that. Video leads to audio. And that's why social media is hugely important.
Best platforms to use?
Oh, well, you know me. I love Twitter. That's my thing. I demoted Facebook way long ago. Instagram as well. For me, it's Twitter and Insta.
I would agree as well.
Yeah, Insta's great for video now. IGTV, I haven't really got the hang of. I don't really like it personally. But Insta videos, for sure. I like Insta videos. Insta stories. I love Insta stories. You know the great thing about Insta stories? You go onto your Instagram timeline. If you have an Insta story, it's at the top. So I see it. It's there. I don't have to scroll for it. It's right there in front of me. So if you keep updating those Insta stories, I'm going to click that thing. And then as an Insta story developer and creator, you can tap on that and see who's seen your video. So you get stats and see who's looking, who's following you.
Content of social media videos, should they always be about your radio program?
No, we saw one there for, again, our friend Brady, who just did one today as we're recording this, this weekend as we're recording this. And it's literally a parking lot, two snazzy cars. The video's titled, Coming to Get Your Girl. And in from the screen, from right to left, comes Brady in a golf cart. And that's what it is. That's just fun. Do you know what I mean? That's just fun. One thing you don't want to do is go onto social media complaining about life and saying you have it so bad and how you're so depressed and how this and that. You may do it if you want, if that's what you want. If that's your audience, knock yourself out. But all you're going to get are like-minded people who are also going to go, oh, you're so great, you're so wonderful. That comes across as very needy. Entertain your viewer the way you would entertain your listener, because they're the same person, at least you hope they are. That's the idea. Grab the video pill. I'll say it again. Thank you for merci Philippe Chapeau. Video leads to audio, so your social media videos can lead to radio listeners.
You're listening to the Presenter Training Podcast with himself, Nils Mahoney, and me, Tracy Lee. We'd love to hear your feedback. Get in touch with us on aircoach@gmail.com.
So a few weeks ago, we were talking about the International Radio Festival, which is a radio conference where people from all around Europe especially come to a specific location and do live radio shows and talk about radio. And we said, oh, we're damn determined. We want to speak at that thing. Do you remember? We said, if that's in Malta, we need to be there. Guess what? Turns out we're going to be there. We're speaking there, doing our presentation on sound and the power of sound on November the 1st. It's like a 5-day festival, radio festival. So really looking forward to that, meeting people from Absolute Radio and BBC Radio and radio stations from all around Europe, from Russia to Turkey to Spain, all over the place. So that's going to be cool. And looking forward to giving our video on that, about the power of sound.
Which we kind of touched on last week. on the podcast as well.
We did indeed.
If
you didn't hear that, you're more than welcome to go to Series 2, Episode 1. Like we say, it's here in Malta, which is dead handy because we don't have to hop on a plane or anything. All we got to do is get a ferry and a bus. And we're in the location. How simple is that? And it's a beautiful place to
actually,
to have
it'd be so much fun if we could stay in Valletta for the whole day and night.
Well, let's just well do it then. Looking forward to meeting some people we haven't met before and people that we have met before. So that'd be good fun.
Here you see top presenters and top radio people from, let's say, Abu Dhabi, or from Singapore, or from China, and they are all as enthusiastic as I am about radio.
You are professionals at developing content that people want.
It's so interesting to hear about how different stations and different cultures work, because, you know, some of it is so different to how we do it in the UK.
You're listening to the International Radio Festival.
Down in our bay yesterday, the local bay, Schlendi Bay, there's a diving board down there.
The diving board is about 15 foot above the water and everybody jumps in off it. Do you know the way you do it? They just go, run, rah, psh, splash.
So there's this little boy.
About 8 years old.
I'd say he's about eight. And he was going up, running up to the edge of it and just about to jump in. But every time he went to jump in, he'd stop and he'd look around at everybody and he'd kind of laugh again and he'd go back and he'd be nervous and the rest of them would be hopping in and doing all these poses as they were diving in. And he was like, he was watching those go and he was like, I need to do this. I need to jump in. But he just couldn't. Even his mom went up and she held his hand and he was like, yeah, I'm going to do this now. But he just couldn't do it. There was just something stopping him. He was just thinking of all the things that could go wrong rather than the fun he could have just jumping in.
And you know us, we thought to ourselves, that's a bit like life. And that's a bit like radio. So we sort of ourselves, how do we turn this into radio? Well, one thing the little fella did do, he didn't jump off the 15-foot board as it turned in the end, but beside it, about 10 yards up the water, there's a little set of steps that are about 2 feet above the water. And he eventually hopped onto those steps and gingerly put his feet on them, held onto the bars, splash! He jumped in from about 2 feet. And he got out of the water and he's telling everybody, I did it, I jumped, I was in the water, I did it, I jumped, look. And they're all high-fiving him and everything. They all knew he didn't jump off the board, but they're all going, oh, good man, good
for
you.
But he did attempt again to do the board. But you know what was really nice? His friends were kind of supporting him through the whole thing.
Yeah.
And as he's just about to do it, they're saying, you can do it, go on. We know you can do it. You're going to enjoy this. It's so much fun.
So there's lots of things you can take away from this as a person and as a radio person as well, about trying new things and experimenting and taking a chance and taking it. If there's a challenge in your life about number one, if you're scared of it, that's all right. Everybody gets scared of new things and challenging things, don't they? If something new, you've never done it before, you do think of what could go wrong. That's just survival instinct. We're automatically pre-programmed to figure out what might go wrong. That's the way you protect yourselves. That's the way animals protect themselves.
As we said in our video during the week, you might have seen on social media, there's always that wall stopping us. Our own mind just stopping us from going for things that we really want to do.
This kid wanted to jump, right? Man, did he want to jump? He was going mental to jump, but he just couldn't do it at that time. And that's okay. He compromised by jumping in off the little 2 foot steps. He still landed in the water. He still got to where he wanted to go. He just went a different route about doing it compared to everybody else. But he still ended up in the water and he was right to tell everybody that, hey, I did it, I was in the water. Spot on, mate. You're bang on the money there. You did what you said you would do. You just didn't do it via the same way that everybody else did it. And again, if you're in your career and you're trying to get somewhere, there's no one route to getting there. You'll end up in the water eventually. It just depends on how you get there. You might want to work in XYZ FM. You might get there in 5 years. You might get there in 1 year. There's no rule about that. But the only way you'll get there is by trying and by putting your mind to it and thinking about it and getting all those other people out of your mind that say you can't do it. And as you said, Tracy, this little fellow was very lucky. His whole family were there encouraging him.
Yeah, his support.
Yeah, they weren't hassling him. They weren't going, oh, chicken, you can't do it. They were just kind of going, they were just saying, tell him how much fun it is. So he was kind of lucky, but we're not always that supported
right.
in general.
They're willing
life.
Him on. I mean, if you have support in your life, somebody, people in your corner who are egging you on, going, you can do this, you can do this, they believe in you.
They're the ones you listen to, right? Because the others, there are, you know yourself, you know as well as anybody, there are people who will go, oh, I don't know if you can do that, or I wouldn't try that if I was you. Ah, you don't have a chance.
Stop listening to others' opinions and go with your own instinct. If you know you can do something, just go for it.
It's all about them at the end of the day, right? Maybe they tried it once and it didn't work for them, so they're projecting that onto you. It didn't work for me, therefore it won't work for you, so I wouldn't try if I was you. Because you know what will happen? If you do try and you do succeed, then how are they going to feel? They're going to feel pretty crap because they tried, they couldn't do it, you tried, you did. So, are you better than them? Are they worse than you? And so, like I said, that's all about them. It's got nothing to do with you.
Others' opinions don't really matter. It's not your business, it's their business.
Well, yeah, it's all to do with them, obviously. Obviously, because...
it's the mirror image.
Yeah, well, they're just projecting their lack onto you, right? That's what they're doing. So they lack something, they see it in you, so they project that onto you by saying, you can't do that. Basically, it's the mirror. They're looking at themselves saying, I couldn't or I wasn't able to do that. So they're projecting their lack onto you. Now, you can absorb that lack or you can deflect it back at them and say, no, thanks, you're all right. I'll look after myself. Cheers anyway, would you like a biscuit? You know, you can do what you like with it. But the other thing is, well, as you were saying, it's not personal. If somebody's saying to you, you can't or you shouldn't or you're not able, just imagine for yourself if you were never born, right? If you didn't exist in this world and there was somebody else standing in that same spot, they'd be saying the same thing to that other person. You can't, you're not able, you shouldn't try it. And if that person wasn't born, they'd be trying with someone else who was in that spot. So it's not about you as a human being. They're not getting at you. They're just getting at themselves and you just happen to be standing there in front of them. That's all that is. So when someone says to you, oh no, you won't be able for that, try and remember they're talking about themselves. They're saying, I'm not able for that, or I tried that and it didn't work. And it's not a case of ignoring that person because they're valid. They've got their feelings, right? They don't go, oh, he's an idiot. He keeps throwing this crap at me. They've got their reasons. All you can do is thank them for their opinion and move on. And that's all you can do. And you look after yourself. Easier said than done, I'll grant you that. But if you can plant that first seed like that little kid did by jumping off the two steps instead of the diving board, then you're halfway to getting there. Like he is. Next time he comes down to the bay there to jump in the water, he may do the diving board. He may do the steps again. But he now knows what the water feels like, and it's not as scary as he thought it was in the water.
And he's got that support too.
Yeah, if you have someone who supports you, hang on to them. Grip on to them with your life. Don't let them go. Someone who believes in you.
That's
really
kind of what we do as well. Coaching.
Oh, right, yeah.
We're supporting people all the time. Telling them they can do it when they have that little bit of doubt in their head saying...
One of the guys we were coaching put it nicely. He said, it's nice to have someone in your corner. And that's what this is. It's just, we're in your corner, I guess, isn't it? Yeah, the 3 a.m. phone calls or texts just say, I'm shit. No, you're not. Okay, thank you. Good night. And that's all it is. It's just someone in your corner, you know? Yeah, very important. But, you know, jump in the water, see if it's nice. And if someone else is slagging you for it or giving you a hard time, try not to worry about them too much. Or try not to worry about them at all would be the better way to do it.
And you know something? That little guy, because he wanted it so bad, because he wants to do that so badly, and he attempted it about 30 times, he could one day end up being a gold medalist.
He could do, because he'd be so determined. He might become the Olympic. Yeah, watch him in the Olympics in 15 years, 14 years. How many years the Olympics? I don't know. Yeah, he'd be the high diving champion for Malta or wherever he's from. He could have been a tourist.
If you want to go for something, go for it. Just do it. Just do it.
Hey, Nails and Tracy here from On Air Coach.
With your how-to masterclass.
In this series, we play a presenter and a coach in different scenarios. This time, you're going to be the presenter, Tracy.
And you're going to be the coach, Nails.
On Air Coach.
We're talking about how to use elements per link.
You got your link?
Yep. Hit the outro. Fleetwood Mac there and Go Your Own Way from Rumours, if I'm not mistaken. 1976. Someone will correct me if I'm wrong, I'm sure. I'd say every house in the country had a copy of that at some point. I'm sure if you go into your attic, you'll find it there among all the junk you've hung on to over the years. That album, of course, being anything but junk. Great album. Wonderful song. Great memory too. Hope you're feeling well today. Later this afternoon on The Drive Show, Karen will be talking to our health expert about vitamin pills. Which ones can actually damage your health without you knowing? That should be interesting indeed. Also interesting today with the news that a very famous band from the 80s are set for a reunion and could be coming here as part of an upcoming world tour. I'll tell you more about that inside the next 20 minutes. Looks like a nice day as well. Always happy to see that, aren't we? Mostly clear and expected highs of 21 degrees Celsius and a light southwesterly breeze. Now, If you would like a lunchtime request, let us know. Text number is, as always, 1234567. We'll do our very best to get your song on. Now, here's David Bowie on XYZ FM.
Pardon?
What?
I literally remember none of that. I mean, I heard none of that. I got the first bit and then I just tuned out. What do you want the listener to hear in that link? I mean, you have a main selling point. There's like 10,000 different ideas going on there, isn't there?
Yeah, it was kind of nostalgia though, wasn't it?
It was nostalgia.
Get them to your attic and have a rummage around. And
sure, but there was the weather.
I'm sure everyone has a Fleetwood Mac album.
They do, I'm sure. Mm. But I mean, you have to go on about it like a book. There was weather, there was vitamin pills, there was Karen, whoever Karen is. There was southwesterly breeze. Oh, that's very important. All this stuff that people don't need. 21 degrees Celsius. I mean, oh, thanks for like clarifying the temperature measurement we use in this part of the world. Just kind of pull back a little bit on that and tell me what, figure in your head, what do you want the listener to remember from what you just said, yeah? Mm. Okay, you ready?
Hit the outro. Fleetwood Mac from Rumours. That album is probably up in the attic now. Lunchtime request, if you have one, get them into us now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We'll start rolling out your songs after 1 o'clock. It might even include an 80s band who are rumoured, that word again, to be reforming, and there's talk of them coming to our town as part of a world tour. Wouldn't that be nice? If it's an outdoor gig, they could use that weather we have now. Clear and 21 degrees. Here's David Bowie on XYZ FM.
Yeah, it's a bit more clear, isn't it? It's a bit more concise.
Okay.
I'm sure you feel that, do you? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's still a bit too much going on. I mean, if you want to really, really bring this down to its bare essentials, again, it's what do you want the listener to remember? I'm thinking the lunchtime request is the big sell here, is it?
Yeah.
All right, so why don't we just stick with that. Like, literally, just give me a link where you back announce, where you literally just give me what you want me to hear. Nothing else. Just what do you want me to hear, and then get the hell out of the link.
I'll do that. Hit the outro. XYZ FM, Fleetwood Mac, Go Your Own Way. If you have a song you'd like to hear on the Music Lunch at 1, let us know. Text it to us. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Sit out in the sun and enjoy it. Gorgeous afternoon. Here's David Bowie, XYZ FM.
Happy enough with that?
That was all right, wasn't it?
You Yay. Got the lunch in, you got the back sell in,
yeah.
And you got the weather in. All the elements you had earlier on in a nice little 3-sentence link.
Put it right down.
On Air Coach.
If you're serious about your radio career and you'd like to get in touch with us, we're doing a presenter masterclass soon. OnAirCoach.net is our website. You can email us onaircoach@gmail.com. Now, if you're over 60, what have you got to listen to on the radio? Yeah, you've got your internet stations, but if you don't know how to use the internet, how the hell do you get them? We searched the FM dial in a few countries and yeah, not much. We did find one we liked. And boy, they're doing a hell of a job.
You have stolen my heart.
You acted so bad, just a regular cad.
Now don't go away.
And this is the lad who wound up as my dad.
As we sang,
put over a ragtime with a bang.
On Moonlight Bay.
On Moonlight Bay.
Shall we rest on our oars now and listen to the string on song?
Ooh, haven't heard that one in a long time.
I've never heard it before. Especially not on the radio, that's for sure.
So before, we were doing a podcast about kids on the radio. Now we're going to go way up the spectrum to the older generation, the over 60s. Are the over 60s being catered for?
Well, that's easy. No. Next. Well, they're not, are they? Oh, no, actually. No, I'll disagree with myself there. They are being catered for, of course. Of course over 60s are being catered for because they have talk radio, you know, to get them angry and upset and annoyed and scared. Well, you better be careful because there are gangs roaming and interest rates are going up and the banks might take all your money and and phone in now if you're angry. They do an awful lot of that. So,
but what about music that they used to love?
That's the thing, isn't it? I always have this image of people over the age of, like, say, 65, for example. And they're just listening to radio, getting angry and confused all the time. And who wants to be angry like that all the time? You're right. I mean, CHR, Hot AC, all these, even classic hits formats now, aren't really classic hits, are they? They're just, the oldest they go back now is like the early 80s. And what if you like, for example, Frank Sinatra? What if that's your thing? Even go back further if you want. What if you're 90? What if you're 80? What do you listen to if you want music? You're not listening to Spotify, because anybody who's 80, 85 doesn't probably have bloody Spotify.
So from our own perspective, we go back and listen to 80s stuff because you go back and listen to stuff that you grew up listening to. You like listening to nostalgia.
That's it.
And we do go back and listen to 80s stuff, but we are even finding it hard to find radio stations playing stuff like that anymore. It's all the 90s seems to be the earliest.
Well, 90s are 20 years ago, so that's retro now. I remember doing an oldie show in the late 80s, and the furthest we went back was to 56, right? That now sounds like ancient history. That's prehistoric now. Even then, it was pushing it. It's pushing it. The majority of the stuff was 20 years old. So we're talking the Beatles and we're talking T-Rex, that kind of thing, from the 60s and 70s. And that's what we did. Now, you're not even hearing that on the air. I get it. I get it. Time moves on. I understand all that. But I think it's really hit home. You did a lot of research on this, didn't you, about formats for people who are over the age of 65. What is there out there? There are stations there.
There are some, and I mean some.
Yeah, and our question is
why?
Is it just because that's a generation that nobody cares about? Is it because there's no money in it? I mean, look at it this way. I know a lot of older people are struggling the same way every age group is struggling. But a lot of older people are booking cruises as well and going around the world and enjoying their retirement. So there is money if you target the right person. So I don't think that's a valid excuse. I've nothing to back that up just from knowing older people. That's the only thing I have going for me on that one. But I also believe in gut instinct a lot. And my gut instinct tells me there is a niche there. There is a market there for the older demographic. And so I mean older demographic.
We went looking around and we went looking for radio stations. There wasn't that many. Okay, there wasn't that many catering for the over 60s. But we did find one, just a clip from Angel Radio in the UK.
Angel Radio, the home of pure nostalgia.
Hello, everybody. This is Vera Lynn here, and you are, I hope, listening to my records on Angel Radio. So enjoy. Good luck to you all. Bye.
Remember,
there were bells on the hill, but I never heard them ringing.
And to play Can't Black Out the Moon. The vocal is by Sam Brown. When the blackout started, I'm sure a lot of you remember this, it definitely wasn't so bad on moonlit nights, but it used to be called a bomber's moon, didn't it? As the German bombers could pick out their targets despite the blackout. Here we go with Can't Black Out the Moon. Elma Kogan was the 50s star, wasn't she? Terrific personality, lovely giggly voice, and she had more entries in the charts than any other female stars at the time. It's only a tragedy that she left us too soon, wasn't it? Well, I've got her here in 1954, and she's going to sing to you Bell Bottom Blues.
I've got the bell bottom blues, 'cause my sweetie is a sailor and he's sailing somewhere on the sea.
Angel Radio.
I love Angel Radio because you know what? They're just honest. The first guy we ever listened to, he sounded like some guy off the BBC. And not now, not the BBC now, the BBC 30 years ago. He came on, he said, well, that was a song by such and such and such and such from 19 bloody bloody blah. And this was led by band leader, da-di-da. And now here's such and such and such and such. And this song was written for his daughter. And it's called My Little Suzanne. And the song hit and you go, oh, that's awesome. That's so cool. He's not telling you to text in for this, that or the other. He's not saying you can win prizes. He's not selling you anything. He's just a guy who, you know, he brought in his records and started playing them.
Hi, I'm not Alexa, and I'm no angel. Ha ha ha, here's John McGuire from BBC News reporting on Angel Radio.
These days, there are so many radio stations available, the trick is to find something new. Or maybe it's not.
Well, I just love the music, of course. The music means everything to me, and it's such a happy place to be, and you meet all the lovely people. We're all good friends, so I just love coming.
Audrey is just one of the 70 or so volunteers that help run the station. Many get behind the microphone, while others answer the telephones.
Oh, hello, Kitty.
Yes, okay, we'll find that one for you, my love. Okay.
After my husband died, I was
sitting at home, you know, bored stiff, wouldn't go anywhere. Found Angel Radio, and I've been here ever since, and that was 11 years ago.
Its loyal band of listeners call in and make requests.
In many modern radio stations, they don't even have CDs and records. The music comes from a central computer, but just take a look at the record library here at Angel Radio. Billie Holiday, Elvis, Mario Lanza, and over here, the man in black, Johnny Cash. This is a classic.
We try and sound like we're sitting in the armchair next to the listener. We play all the old records that they remember from their youth, from the 20s, the 30s, the 40s and the 50s. Records that they can't hear on other radio stations.
My love is true.
Tapping her toes as she listens in at home, Ellen is 102 years young, and this is the music that takes her back.
Yes, because it's the very old-fashioned ones, you know, like the ones that I knew when I was a child. And I can remember my mother had records that Tony plays now.
Do you know what I got from listening to Angel? There was just that fun element. There is that team element, fun, that's missing from some radio stations we listen to. There was that real team spirit, like we love doing what we do and we love playing this music. And the response they get from the listeners as well is unbelievable. I just love them.
Yeah, I'll go back again to the early 90s. The only story I can relate about this, I was working in a station in Vancouver, an FM station, an AM music radio was still kind of kicking at that stage. And they were changing format, though, for their AM side to kind of a classic gold station. But it was Rat Pack stuff. That kind of, we're talking Sinatra. It's where Bublé got played first. Actually, he was one of the first people to play Michael Bublé. Can you believe that? When he was just playing the hotels in Vancouver. So part of my gig was I burned all the music into the system for them. You know, you spend 6 hours in the evening burning the music. You'll do anything to make a dollar when you're trying to get your start in a market. So I did that. And then I got a few gigs on this station. And the research came back after 3 months. And their audience for all this Rat Pack music was 35-year-old men. They're the ones who are listening. They were the big audience. And they were going, what? What's that all about? We're aiming it at over 65s. But you think about it. Who's the coolest dudes in the world? The Rat Pack, right?
Of course,
you know,
yeah,
Sinatra,
yeah.
Dean Martin, Sammy Davis. They're the coolest dudes in the world, and they still are. So all these young guys were sitting in their cars thinking to themselves, hey, I could be like Dean Martin. Hey, I could be like Sinatra. And all of a sudden you go, when the moon hits your eye, that's
a big piece of pie.
Absolutely.
Even living here in Malta, right, the cars going by and you hear the Louis Prima and the Dean Martin going by.
Yeah, it's
look,
big here.
At the car going by, you expect to see somebody in their 70s listening to that stuff.
No,
and no, it's somebody in their 20s.
So that's an eye opener. So I mean, if you're for a station that plays older music like that, don't just think and assume that it's only that audience who are going to listen to it. The younger people do like that, and they will go, oh, wow, that's classy. And you know what else? It's educating them. They go, who's that singing? That's a guy called Dean Martin. Who's Dean Martin? Aha, let me educate you.
I've talked to a few people, some of my mother's friends, and your mother would probably say the same as well. And they do say, there's no radio station for us.
Yeah.
There's talk radio, but there's no music channel for us anymore. We don't get the new music. I mean, how many decades they
and the answer,
the new music, it's getting newer and newer all the time, and they're losing track of what's out there.
The answer they're given is always, well, there's plenty online. But guess what? A lot of these people, and I'm not generalizing, I'm not trying to say, oh, old people don't know how to use the internet. But guess what? A lot of old people don't. A lot of old people aren't arsed using the internet. They just want to hit
their AM radio.
How do I find that on my radio? How do I find that on my radio? Oh, you don't. It's on the internet. Ah,
no. So they're being neglected.
They are being neglected. Oh, yeah, totally right. And who are we to neglect them? What right have we?
So why aren't networks coming along and filling that niche?
Look, here's the thing, right? We're all going to be over 65, you know, hopefully. We all make it there and further. How will you feel when you hit 65 if there's no more radio for you? If you like turning on the TV and they only make shows for 25-year-olds, you go, oh, there's nothing on TV anymore. It's just, bottom line, as a human being, you want to be included and you want to be part of a group. And if that whole group has a radio station, remember, radio is a great bonding experience. It brings people together. even though you're listening on your own, you know there's a group listening with you. You don't get that on internet stations. You get that on terrestrial stations more so. And as the people say, how do I find that station on my radio? You don't. It's on your computer. Ah, that's not a radio station. That's the attitude. That's not a radio station.
So doing a little bit of research about radio for the over 60s, came across this guy called Kurt Kraft. Now, Kurt is a marketing executive, air personality, and a developer of new radio formats. One that interests him a lot is the over 60s. He says, I'm not sure about the term senior when that starts to apply. Some say late 50s, others say over 60. Anyway, if you're like me, and you remember when Ed Sullivan first introduced the Beatles, you're probably a senior. Yeah, I know. Never thought that day would come. Anyway, Kurt goes on to say, you turn on your radio, you start flipping through the stations, and nothing. Nobody's playing 50s and 60s music anymore. And you would be hard-pressed to find even 70s, for that matter. Oh, they still have their oldie stations on the air. Only now, they call themselves classic hit stations, and they focus on late 70s, 80s, and even some early 90s, with an occasional token 60s Beatles tune added to the mix. So Kurt's put this out here. He's put it on his LinkedIn page. He reckons there's a niche in the market. This can be done. It can be profitable. But it will take someone or a group of people with the financial resources to step forward and make it happen. He says, I believe the music of the 50s and 60s is great and should still be heard on commercial radio. And not just for us seniors to enjoy, but all generations as well. He says, I also believe that a station that plays this music can be financially successful. And he's asking for people if they want to take part to get in touch with him on his LinkedIn page. Kurt Kraft. Good luck, Kurt. We're right behind you.
And he's spot on.
He's very active. He's posting all the time.
Let's keep an eye on it to see how that works for him. See if it does.
United DJs.
Yeah, you DJs in the UK. Yeah, Tony Prince from X Radio Luxembourg. I remember I lived in Belgium when I was a young whippersnapper. And Tony Prince was Prince of the Airwaves, I guess, on Radio Luxembourg.
Of nightlife in Great Britain.
Hey, good evening, everybody. This is your royal ruler, Tony Prince.
Radio Luxembourg.
Affectionately known as...
208.
Yes, sir, and I've only one thing to say tonight, and that is... Woo-wee! Let's get it away. This is Annika, the start of tonight's Tony Prince Show on Radio 208. Ha, saw! Give me some of that sake. It's that Japanese boy making music time. Do it! Wow, that is good in the extreme. Annika and her Japanese boy on Britain's number one nighttime operator, Radio Luxembourg.
Radio Luxembourg!
That's what I said.
They had a magazine, the Great 208 magazine. I always remember the pictures of him, and he looked like Mark Bolan from T-Rex. There's a T-Rex reference again. I must be on something with T-Rex here. But he did. He looked like Mark Bolan. And Tony Prince is behind United DJs. But, yeah... Why not?
And now, get ready for another hour of the world's greatest songs spanning every decade. Legendary music brought to you by legendary voices. We are UDJ, United DJs, with Mike Reed.
Good morning, this is United DJs, 8 former Radio 1 DJs, 8 former Capital DJs, 12 former Radio Luxembourg DJs, and Eddie Grant, and all our chums over in Canada as well. It's the new radio revolution. In 1919, Charlie Chaplin, Douglas Fairbanks, and Mary Pickford formed United Artists to give them creative control over their films. United DJs have done the same to take back creative control over the music. Singers, musicians, songwriters, music lovers, and radio listeners, we're on your side. We are United DJs. Great music around the world.
This is Rock and Roll Radio. Come on, let's rock and roll with the Ramones.
You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. Devil in disguise.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful.
captain. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's...
Russ Horton's Top 40 Timeline.
United DJs, where the music comes first. You're listening to Big Daddy on United DJs, and I often drift into deep thoughts whilst the songs are rolling. Like, by the time a man realizes that his father was right, he has a son who thinks he's wrong. Such is the meaning of life, I guess. And now here's another song on the turntable of life. A little variety.
Change never hurt, huh?
Familiar names
for
of
sure.
The past.
David Jensen and a few other people are on it. X Radio Luxembourg.
Tracy, you got a request played for you once on Radio Luxembourg, didn't you?
That's right, Nails. It was for my first birthday from Kid Jensen, who was on air at the time. My dad used to hang out with a few musicians. He was a musician, so he used to hang out with Frank Rogers from Decca Records and a few of the Radio Luxembourg DJs. So, yeah, it was nice having a musician as a dad.
208 Girl, 1971, Lindisfarne. Meet me on the corner. I've got a request now going out to a big Queen's Park Rangers family, Frank and Sue Rogers, and they practically live in the stands over there on Loftus Road. And very, very happy birthday to Carrie, who is Frank and Sue's daughter, who is 1 year old today. And Carrie, in turn, would like to say hello to Joan and Stuart, who are listening in Handover in England, who is 1 year old yesterday, Tracy, after Joan and Stuart's daughter. So for Carrie and Tracy tonight.
But look, why not? Number one, they're not doing any harm, right? They're guys having fun doing what they love to do.
They are just trying to fill that niche. Congratulations, guys, for doing that.
Yeah, totally right.
Totally support you.
It's better than not doing. It's better than doing nothing and just complaining about it. And that's a great thing. Oh, my God. As they call them, the World War II generation, the greatest generation. I know Tony Prince isn't World War II generation, but he's brought up by World War II generation people. So he has that get up and just frickin' do it mentality. If it's not being done, then I'll do it. Instead of complaining about it all the time. That's another argument completely, obviously. Bloody the kids these bloody days, they don't understand, they don't know the work ethic. They do, and believe me, we were talking about Brady and Jesse and all these guys earlier on, and Dara Quilty, these guys who have that work ethic and are changing things and want to change things. But guess what? They're also going to be 65 one day.
Exactly, yeah,
and what happens to them? And what did they listen to? So if you're in your 20s or 30s now and you want to be listening to decent radio that you like, start doing something about it now, so that when you hit those later years in life, you can say, the only reason that station is on is because of me and the people like me.
If you have any radio stations that you listen to that are catering for the over 60s, do let us know about it.
And as the podcast is nearly over, it's time to say, and now the end is near.
So you just wanted to do your singing part.
Shh. And so I face the final curtain. Hey, where are you from? My hometown. Hey, great to see you. I'll be here all week.
Thanks for downloading the Presenter Training Podcast. For more about on-air coach and presenter training, onaircoach.net. Till next time.